So let's talk about the second love habit, which you say is men will fall off the hook easily from boredom. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, the hook is the attachment. And smart women, what they do is they take up the slack in their small talk. And this is the bridge between a man and a woman is the way they communicate. So I have some general tips about small talk. Now, I wrote a whole book about it called Talk Like a Winner. But of the things I think are very important to just have a regular connection in terms of your small talk, because you can lose guys in conversation. So talk less and listen more. That would be
yes.
One simple one. I'd say smile when you speak. That helps set the tone. So you have another thing would have something good to say. So make sure that you're not always the source of bad news.
Or staying negative. You know, a lot of us forget that it's not just what we say, but how we say it. And if we're constantly negative, nobody wants to be around that.
That's right. So that ruins a connection. I say learn how to say things well, and there's a whole thing about that to express yourself well. Say it with emotion, which would be appropriate emotion.
Oh, that's good. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you want to say things where you see the emotion will impact. It has to be appropriate. So there's time to be sad. There's a time to be happy. There's a time to be enthusiastic. There's a time to be poignant. And it's just matching the emotion with the occasion or matching where the guy is at.
Okay.
And so that's why phony people, they've got the wrong emotion. Like that they took an elementary dating class and said, always be perky. Well, then you're not real. So,
yeah, and that gets old really fast.
It gets really, well, you're not real. So
yeah.
Then you're phony. So say it with the appropriate emotion. I also have on the saying, I know what not to say. And I hear this a lot because I still do some tour directing. And I hear people just saying things, I guess you really shouldn't have said it. Or my friends will say, too much information.
Yeah.
And know what not to say. And one of the things I learned from Tony Robbins and NLP, which is really key, is adjust your voice tones for easy listening. And so it's not just easy listening. It's for delightful listening. So even Heather Locklear, whose father was a professor at UCLA, had to take voice coaching lessons, because if you ever actually heard her talk, the quality of her voice isn't really good. So, you know, just some changes.
That's like I remember back in the day with Kathy Ireland, who was a model, but when she started actually speaking, it was pretty bad. And so I believe she must have had some training, because it's much more manageable now.
Yeah, and when you consider, like if you're on the phone, so if you have any kind of long-distance separation, talking on the phone, this sometimes you can actually fall in love somewhat or keep a love, like a long-distance relationship going because of the quality of the conversation going back and forth. And sometimes just the sound of someone's voice brings back feelings of love. And
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I used to do it on dating. I would make sure I'd sit on the same side as a woman, like a bench seat, so I could use more voice tone changes.
Interesting.
I was pretty sneaky in my day when I was, you know, even the trivial things. I'd say, how do you like those fries?
You know, so wow, there's a whole science here.
Oh, yeah. My friends used to call me the coach, you know, so I was the ultimate wingman. So.
Oh, I bet.